There's a certain sting that exists and lingers from an individual who has been cheated on. It is something that will happen and you will never forget it. Your trust has been broken in your mate, but you're wondering if you'll ever be able to trust anybody ever again. And then the worst part about it, you have these thoughts that penetrate your mind about how your relationship has been turned upside down with the negative power of infidelity. Just think if your mate had made the right decision and chose the relationship instead of infidelity. You would still be happy and you wouldn't be worried about another man or another woman. Can we avoid the temptation of cheating when the opportunity is right there? In my humble opinion, I believe we can, and I believe it's possible. And if it's possible, how can it be attained when there is so much temptation flying around? In this episode of the Relationship Therapy Podcast, we're going to do our best to find out how to avoid the temptation of cheating.
You've tuned into the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr., a podcast designed for couples who are married, couples who are dating, and have marriage in their future. We will guide you to the principles that will make your relationship better. Stick around. You might just learn something that will help your relationship last longer, grow stronger, and become healthier. Now, here's your host, Tony Miller Sr.
Hello, everybody. This is your host, Tony Miller Sr., and welcome to another episode of the Relationship Therapy Podcast. I'm so glad that you joined us for this episode. We have been bringing you this series entitled The Examination of Cheating, and we've gotten so much feedback from it, some negative, some positive, but just a lot of feedback. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this particular series in the podcast, because it happens so much. It is apparent in relationships, and I want couples to be able to handle it when it happens and even avoid it if it does come before you. So in these episodes, in episode one, we talked about the impact temptation has on relationships. At the core of all cheating is temptation. It doesn't matter if you say yes or no to temptation, it will be there and it is the source of your problem. In episode two, the subject was about the reason people cheat. I'll say it again over and over, as I have in this series, there is never a right time to cheat. Being faithful is what we're supposed to be. If you're going to be in a committed relationship, your goal is faithfulness. But people do have their reasons or excuses and don't really amount to much. Last week, we talked about the process that leads to infidelity. There's a thinking process that happens before the actual cheating begins. And we ended up with that last process of whether you're thinking about it or not. And I'm just saying you have to do some strong, strong thinking. Hopefully by the end of that process, the decision has been made to say, no, I will not cheat. This episode will give us real directions to help us avoid the temptation of cheating. It is amazing how many times I see somebody else has slipped up into the infidelity in their relationship. This slip has caused the breakup of several couples because they have not placed value on the relationship. When we lose value in our relationships, that means one of the individuals has been a victim of infidelity. That means when the value is lost, you'll do anything inside or outside that relationship. I want you to listen to this episode as we go deeper and we seek out ways to avoid the temptations of cheating. Here we go. Right before we begin to answer the question, can we avoid the temptation of cheating? That's what this episode is entitled. We have to stop and really analyze where we are. So the first thing I want to talk about, that the first thing that can help us avoid the temptation of cheating, is refocus your attention on your relationship. Before you find yourself trapped in an outside relationship, make sure that you begin placing your focus back on your relationship. Part of the problem is that you've been looking the wrong way when it comes to relationships. We must look at what we have and try to see the power in that relationship instead of going through the drama of infidelity. Too often, we like taking shortcuts without doing the hard work of building up what is already there. I understand that you feel like maybe something is missing in your current relationship, but if you want to be grown adults, you must face the hard work of truly building a solid relationship. Yes, there will be hard work ahead, but don't you think your relationship is worth it? Let me ask that again. Don't you think that your relationship is worth it? Building relationships is hard enough with two people being involved, but just imagine how much more difficult it will be if you add a third person to the equation. That person can really complicate things. You said, for better or for worse, you are now in the worst part. You're contemplating infidelity, but now you can make the decision to make it better. I have been saying throughout this podcast how important it is to have great communication in your relationships with your mate. Now is to have one of those heart-to-heart conversations that is needed. Discuss with them that what you feel like is missing in your relationship. I'm pretty confident that if you find the correct way to say what's on your heart and you both work together, everything will work out. See, they would never get an opportunity to work on the things that you say is missing if you never tell them they existed. Is it fair to them to not talk to them about it, just move on to another relationship? I believe that in many relationships are destroyed because the couple has never had this conversation with each other. That's sad because you two are the principal characters. Who else is going to have the conversation? Who else is going to do the hard work of maintaining this relationship and even growing this relationship? So please take time to refocus on your relationship so that you can prevent infidelity from happening. I'm sure with some hard work and some serious effort and patience from both of you, everything will work out. But you must refocus on your relationship first. The second thing that I believe that can help us avoid the temptation of cheating is avoid the individual that causes the temptation. Too often we hang around the problem too long, and the problem eventually sucks us in. It makes perfect sense to avoid that individual that causes you to be tempted. It's just like an alcoholic who is constantly hanging around alcohol and going into different bars. Eventually, they're going to break. You don't need to break. The only thing you need to do is flee the temptation. In the Bible, there is a story about a young man who knew that if he stayed where he was, the temptation may be too much for him. So he ran. Joseph had sense enough to remove himself from the temptation in Potiphar's house with Potiphar's wife. That's the same thing that needs to happen here with you. Close the door on infidelity and don't look back. You have to flee from the temptation. It is only going to hurt you in the long run. I can hear guys saying that I can't run from a woman like that. They may start thinking something is soft with me or something is wrong with me. The truth is, there is something wrong with you if you choose infidelity. You're already taken. You don't need to be taken by somebody else. You need to show your commitment, show your faithfulness in the relationship that you're in. You have a mate to think about. You, if you love them, then there is a time for you to move forward with them. That should be your attitude. Matter of fact, that should be the attitude of both people in the relationship. Let me say this. Being faithful is something that you have to fight for in your marriage. If you slip, there may not be a relationship on tomorrow. If this outside temptation is a coworker, then you have to do your best to avoid them whenever possible. Change your routine for the sake of your relationship. If you both currently have the same lunchtime, change your lunchtime, change your lunch area, just so that you can continue to place value on your relationship. If your relationship is important to you, this move should be done without any second thoughts. Here is the time for you to be just like Nike. Just do it. Don't even think about it. I heard on too many occasions that once they actually place their focus on their mate and their relationship, the relationship actually grew stronger. It was there the whole time, but you had to refocus on it. And here's the thing about refocusing on the relationship. When you avoid what's tempting you, your concentration is only on what's there. When this is done, you find things that you've been looking for, which has been there all along. So far we've talked about refocus your attention on your relationship. Number two, avoid the individual that causes the temptation. But here's the third thing that can help you avoid the temptation of cheating. Think about how cheating will affect your mate. It is said that people who cheat are selfish. That's why it's important that you think about your mate and their feelings if you're tempted with cheating. It's hard to cheat if your mind is resting on your mate. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's very difficult to do. If there is any feelings left in you about your relationship, you'll see that you can't go through with it if your mind is thinking about how this affects your mate. When couples express their love for one another, they're basically giving their hearts to each other. The heart is to be taken well care of. When you have your mate's heart, it is an expectation that you're not going to mistreat that heart. You're going to treat that heart with tender, loving care. You're going to take care of it. You're not going to drop it. You're not going to kick it or even push it to the side. Basically, you're giving your all to taking care of that heart. And once you do, you are now taking care of your relationship. People feel like it's not that bad to cheat on somebody. My mate will never know. That may be true, but what if they do find out? What's your next move? Typically, the person who cheated is not who you want to be with. The person that you cheated with is not who you really wanted to choose as your life partner, but it was just some fun. Typically, when you do these things and you find out your mate has received this information, you are at a stalemate, you've got to come back to your relationship. Do not take the risk of damaging what you currently have for something that you really don't want, and you only want it for a season. When you ask yourself, is my relationship worth risking? Is my mate's heart worth risking? The way you answer that question speaks volumes about your character. I want you to think this thing through. What happens if you're the one they got cheated on? How would you feel once you find out? Of course, there would be hurt, and naturally you would have pain. But have you really thought about the trust that you will lose in your mate? That feeling that you just felt inside of you, that's the exact same feeling your mate will have to deal with because you couldn't remain faithful. Even though it was just fun, it has ruined a relationship that you might not ever be able to get back again. Is that what you want? It sure seems like it by the actions if you delve into infidelity. Think about what your mate will have to go through in order to recover from the damage that you've done. If there is any ounce of decency in you, please think about how it will affect the one you say you love before you make the biggest mistake of your life. Here's number four. You've got to get someone to take you off the wall. Every now and then, when we have to have a friend or a loved one to tell us the honest truth in a situation, many times our vision is too clouded by the urges that we're currently dealing with. And we need someone with a clearer head to talk us off our wall. We're like someone that's stepping out onto the ledge, about to jump into some dangerous trouble. And once we jump into this and we produce negative outcomes in our relationship, we wish we had had somebody that could talk us off the wall. I love the term fresh eyes because it's something that it happens. And let me explain what it is. Fresh eyes, it's about having someone to look at certain things, certain situations that you're looking at. But when they look at it, they see it through fresh eyes. Too often, because we see it over and over again, or we've made up our mind on something, we need somebody to come in with fresh eyes. And when they come in with fresh eyes, not only are they seeing things differently than us, but they are also looking with no bias. This happened often when with our children, because all they see is fun, but they miss the possible dangers that's around the corner. That's the exact same way in this infidelity situation. Fresh eyes can help you off the wall to keep you from jumping into your abyss of the relationship. We've become hypnotized by the new conversations. We've been caught up by the new person, the new connection that we have. And even this, you got the chest and you've got the biceps and you've got the pretty smiles and you got the dangerous curves that can lead us spellbound to the point of blindness. The fresh eyes of someone we trust can help us see it better. Talk this thing over with someone you trust before you do it. If they are true friends, and I mean really true friends, they will guide you in the right direction on this matter. It may only take one conversation, or it may take multiple conversations to keep you from jumping off of this foolish wall called infidelity. The goal is for this person to direct you back to your significant other. That's their job. If they're not in the business of healing relationships instead of breaking relationships, then they might not be your friend at all. So choose wisely when you have this conversation, because you need someone with not only fresh eyes, but clear vision for relationships. The longer you stay on the wall, the higher the probability of you jumping into the drowning waters of infidelity. These waters were never meant for you to swim in. And then the final way that we can avoid the temptation of cheating is understanding the value of your relationship. This final way is, in my opinion, the most important one. If there is no value in your relationship, well, technically, you're not even cheating because the relationship has already over. But if you have any hint of the value of your relationship, you will stop your own self before you cheat. When there is much value placed in something that you want to make sure that is preserved or kept intact, you will stop what you're doing and will not damage it in any way. Valuable things are kept for safekeeping and not for exposing just to anyone or anything. Because you do that, it devalues it. And if this is something that you place extreme value in, you won't expose it to anything that will devalue it. See, we got to keep our memories of loved ones tucked away to be seen on our schedule. You know, it's just like watching old videos or looking at old pictures from years ago and how it places you in a certain frame of mind. That is the same way we have to find value in our relationship. What happened to the I love yous that you both would say to each other? Has the love dried up? Or have you just forgotten the value of that love? Or what about the promise of never letting each other go? And now that embrace is not as tight as it used to be. It seems to have been replaced by a prospective new boo or the silent treatment that we love to enforce on each other. The value of the relationship has gotten lost in the shuffle of life. The daily grind of life should never rust over a valuable piece of art called love. Love is never lost until we actually let it go. So let me ask you, have you let go of the love that you once had? And are you looking for a new shiny object to value? When love is valued the way it is meant to be, it definitely will last. But if you devalue what is valuable, you're going to lose everything that you should still have. All you have to see is the value that could be just as tarnished as all the other drama in the world. But if it's truly valued by you, no matter what it goes through, it will still come out as pure gold. But all of that depends on the decisions that you make. Love is such a special thing. Being married is such a special thing. And I just want to say this. I know my niece and nephew, they are celebrating 25 years. And I just want to give a shout out to my niece Wanda and my nephew Calvin as they celebrate 25 years. I appreciate you sticking it and making it to this level. And I pray that you continue to live up to what marriage is all about and strengthen your relationship. I pray that you arrive at 25 more and 25 more. Congratulations to you, fam. That is what relationships is all about. You have to put the value back in your relationship. Well, that's all I have for you today. We talked about, can we avoid the temptation of cheating? And we talked about, first, you have to refocus your attention on your relationship. Secondly, we talked about avoid the individual that causes the temptation. The third thing we talked about is think about how cheating will affect your mate. The fourth one was get someone to talk you off the wall. And the final point was understanding the value of your relationship. I believe if you value your relationship and you really care about your mate, just because your ego flares up or your flesh flares up, think about what you have at home. Cheating is never the option. It's just an excuse. It's just a weakness to falling into temptation. Well, there you go. That's what we have. Please contact me, email me, let me know, has this helped you in any way? I look forward to hearing from you. Next week, we're going to finish up this series, and we're going to ask the question, can a relationship survive after infidelity? Well, that's it. But remember, it takes two to make a relationship work.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. Tune in next time for more insight on how to make your relationship better. If you have any questions, please email us at tmrelationshiptherapy@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, remember, it takes two to make the relationship work.